Friday, November 18th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with a Comstock Report on the grains. $4 Chicago wheat futures is bad enough, but there are many farmers who would love to get a cash price for their wheat near $4. The price is just $3 to $3.20 for cash wheat where they live in the country, given the horrible basis. It's not just the futures market that is terrible, but the poor basis rams it home. The wheat basis didn't improve after harvest. There are just too many places buyers can go in the world to buy cheap wheat than western Kansas. There are many cheap sources of feed along with wheat. Farmers who store grain intend to benefit from basis improvement, but burdensome carryovers result in a slow improvement. They have found ways to separate farmers from ownership of their grain without them pricing it, so end users get the use of that grain without basis risk. Russia's wheat crop is off to a great start with help from a wheat currency. Australia tends to produce more wheat when in La Nina. NOAA's new update for the drought monitor map shows some expanding dryness in the western plain states. The southeast U.S. is literally on fire, suffering from extreme drought conditions that are now matching southern California for intensity. There are dozens of wildfires in Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and South Carolina. Dr. Elwin Taylor says that there's a very good chance this drought will expand westward into Texas and on up into the extreme eastern Corn Belt in Ohio and Indiana this next growing season. That may be followed by further expansion and progression into the heart of the Corn Belt in 2018. Assuming that President Trump has not destroyed all of our grain and meat exports by then, this would eventually be bullish. Mexico continues to load up on U.S. corn purchases, tripling previous totals as they build inventory in defense of what Trump may do to them next year. They will assume that contracts in the books will be allowed to be honored as is if a 35% tariff is thrown on them later. Mexico is our top corn buyer, expected to buy nearly 550 million bushels of corn this year. They're also our number one pork buyer, and we sell above 400 million bushels of corn to export in the form of pork each year. Add all of the corn that we sell to export as beef and chicken, and you can see how this threat of trade disruptions becomes a mortality issue to U.S. corn growers and livestock producers. I don't know how many times that I've heard from farmers, "Oh, the government won't do that." The problem is that they were wrong. They've been wrong about what the government would do many times in my life. For Trump to keep his promises to all the blue-collar workers in the Rust Belt states that elected him, he may well have to screw us. He never promised to protect our ag exports, not once. All he promised to do is to reduce the ag sector regulation, save us millions of dollars, and potentially cost us billions if he is not careful. Somehow I think that it may work out that his tax cut will not be all that important to us, and it may well be the carry-forward loss provision that he is reportedly such an expert with that may have the most relevance to our financial future. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Dollar strength and bond weakness continues to be relentless. A watch has started as to when the dollar strength begins to weigh on ag exports. We believe that China acted similarly, buying soybeans to Mexico's extraordinary huge purchases of corn. If the South American crops develop normally with no material weather threat developing in the new year, the day will come when it will feel like someone flipped a switch to off in U.S. grain and soybean export markets. That will happen even if President Trump doesn't place a tariff on anyone. If you were holding grain without downside risk protection, I would be worried. I decided not to do that. On the hogs, Prestige Farms are moving ahead with its plans to build a hog packing plant in northern Iowa. They're reportedly building 60 miles away from Clear Lake, Iowa, which some claim is a resort lake. It's a puddle compared to Lake Okoboji, where I live, but it is dear to those there. I'm biased, as I'm the chief economist of the University of Okoboji. They bullied any hog company who considered building production facilities near our lakes. It wasn't worth bucking the public outcry. They need to steer clear of Clear Lake, too, but they'll have to decide where the agreed-upon boundary is set. By law, they can build closer to the lake than the community will tolerate, so hog companies make concessions. Given the election outcome for the Iowa state legislature, there will be zero interest in revisiting hog lot rules. Republicans now are in total control. The problem with prospects for expanding new hog production units is that anyone not integrated is losing money. The national election prospects changed the outlook for pork exports from cautious to extremely vulnerable. President Trump cannot do what he has said that he would do on trade and not trigger serious repercussions for the pork export market. The Prestige Hog Plant is being built for an export market that may not be there. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.